Today, we are going to dive into the research on how genetic variants increase the risk of acetaminophen-induced liver damage. Acetaminophen, widely known by the brand name Tylenol or as paracetamol in Europe, is a commonly used over-the-counter medication for reducing pain and fever. While generally safe when taken as directed, excessive doses of acetaminophen can lead to severe liver damage and potentially fatal liver failure. In fact, acetaminophen-related liver damage is currently the most common cause of liver transplant in the United States, with more than 56,000 emergency room visits per year stemming from acetaminophen-related liver problems. In this article, we'll explore the research on how liver damage occurs with acetaminophen use and why genetic variants can increase the risk of liver damage at levels that most people can handle. Acetaminophen. Metabolism. When you take acetaminophen, it is easily and rapidly absorbed in the intestines and then transported to the liver for processing. Most of the acetaminophen will be metabolized through conjugation reactions using the SULT and UGT enzymes. The SULT family of enzymes drives conjugation with sulfur groups, allowing the acetaminophen to be easily excreted in urine. If the amount of acetaminophen exceeds the liver's capacity for sulfation, it then utilizes the UGT genes for glucuronidation reactions, which also make the acetaminophen more water-soluble and able to be excreted. It's important to note that while the liver breaks down most of the acetaminophen using sulfation and glucuronidation reactions, about 10 to 15% of acetaminophen is metabolized by the CYP2E1 enzyme into a toxic metabolite known as NAPKE, N-acetyl-p-benzoquinone-imina. NAPKE needs to be neutralized with glutathione, which is catalyzed using the GST genes. With sufficient glutathione present, NAPQI is very quickly metabolized into sulfate and cysteine compounds, which are readily excreted through the kidneys. However, when NAPQI isn't neutralized, it can be highly reactive and cause oxidative stress and damage to liver cells, known as hepatocytes, leading to cell death. What goes wrong in acetaminophen-induced liver damage? When NAPQI levels exceed the liver's capacity to neutralize them, NAPQI will form protein adducts on the mitochondria of liver cells. This causes high oxidative stress, mitochondrial dysfunction, and cell death of the hepatocytes. As these cells die, inflammatory cascades perpetuate the oxidative stress, leading to bleeding, fibrosis, or possibly liver failure. It's crucial to note that people who already have liver disease are at a higher risk of liver damage from acetaminophen because they likely aren't producing enough glutathione. If you have pre-existing liver damage, it's essential to talk with your doctor about whether acetaminophen is safe for you. There are a couple of other scenarios in which acetaminophen is more likely to cause liver damage. 1. Alcohol use disorder. In cases of chronic alcohol overconsumption or binge drinking, the CYP2E1 enzyme is upregulated to help metabolize the extra alcohol. This same enzyme turns acetaminophen into the toxic metabolite, NAPQI, increasing the risk of liver damage. 2. Glutathione system. Overwhelmed. Under normal circumstances, NAPQI is quickly neutralized by conjugation with glutathione, a powerful antioxidant found in liver cells. However, when excessive amounts of acetaminophen are ingested, the liver's supply of glutathione can be rapidly depleted, leaving NAPQI unneutralized. 3. In infants and in utero. In young babies, the sulfation and glucuronidation pathways are not fully formed, and the metabolism of acetaminophen is shifted in utero and in preterm babies, potentially increasing the risk of problems. Genetic interactions with acetaminophen. With multiple routes of detoxification, most people can take acetaminophen without experiencing liver damage. Even if one gene is slightly impaired, the other detoxification pathways can compensate. However, a small percentage of the population may still encounter problems from chronic acetaminophen usage or high doses. A couple of decades ago, researchers found that the CD44 gene was likely involved in the risk of liver damage from high doses of acetaminophen. For chronic dosing studies, most research looks at doses of 4 g/day, which used to be the maximum recommended acetaminophen dose per day, but has since been changed to 3 g/day. For reference, a single over-the-counter extra-strength Tylenol is 500 milliliters, with the directions saying not to exceed 6 tablets in 24 hours, so 3 g/day. Prescription doses can be up to 4 g/day. With the research pointing to CD44 and increased liver damage markers, researchers used mouse models and human genetics to understand which SNP, single nucleotide polymorphism, causes the increased risk. The CD44 gene encodes a cell surface receptor involved in various processes, including cellular differentiation, cell-to-cell adhesion, recruitment of immune system cells, and as a receptor for hyaluronic acid. Studies in humans and animals with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease show that CD44 plays a key role in the inflammation and liver damage associated with NAFLD. Other genetic studies have looked at genes involved in acetaminophen metabolism pathways, including those related to sulfation, glucuronidation, and glutathione production. For example, a study that looked at genetic differences in a group of 192 individuals who took 4 g/day of acetaminophen found that variants that decreased sulfation, specifically in the SULT1E1 gene, were more likely to have elevated liver enzymes. The study showed a huge variation in liver enzyme levels, but it didn't identify any specific SNP, just that SULT21 was likely involved, and that combinations of SULT variants plus GST variants were likely deleterious. Another cell line genome-wide study found more than 22 genes related to susceptibility to acetaminophen-induced liver damage, suggesting that a combination of variants could significantly increase risk. In summary, while acetaminophen is generally safe when taken as directed, excessive doses or chronic use can lead to severe liver damage, especially in individuals with pre-existing liver conditions or certain genetic variants. Knowing your risk factors may help you determine whether acetaminophen is a safe choice for you as a pain reliever. The genotype section of the article includes genetic variants associated with liver problems from acetaminophen, but please keep in mind that more research is needed to truly understand individual risk. If you have concerns about your acetaminophen use, it's always best to consult with your healthcare provider.